So go ahead and get in touch with the whole of your experience right away. Just open up your awareness and see if you can open up your awareness right away with a kind of attention towards the periphery of your experience. So the furthest extent of the sensations of the body, top of the head, soles of the feet, front, back, left, right. And the furthest extent of what I guess we could call like the experience body or, your mind. The furthest extent, the fringes of non-strictly bodily experience, what it's like to have a mind. It's not really clear that that can be correlated perfectly with bodily sensations. So the general attitude is one of broad openness, reaching openness, centerlessness. And maybe one of a certain degree of friendliness, welcome, salutation. I like kind of greeting experience. Maybe that's the word, salutation. And see if you can even encourage that awareness to be broader, to be more open over the course of the in and the out breath. And when your awareness bumps up against something that's going in another direction, some habitual activity of mind, some calculating, remembering, planning, ruminating, whatever it might be, to the extent that that seems like something you're doing, you'll stop doing it and invest that energy into this broad, open awareness. And if it seems like that's not something that you're necessarily doing, something that you have limited influence on, then you just treat it with the same friendly awareness that you treat the extremity of experience, the broad totality of this moment. And now, see if you can put an emphasis on pervasiveness of awareness. So it's not just that the awareness is broad and open and reaching, but it is all pervasive, including everything in the middle and especially the sensations of the breath, but still without dialing down on any specific thing. And if you like, we'll just use the words in and out on the in and out breath, just to kind of punctuate the natural rhythm of being here now. And now I want you to pick a spot in your experience to attend, to use as an anchor for concentration. And I say in experience because it doesn't necessarily have to correspond exactly to, your nostrils or your belly button or any specific physical landmark. It just needs to be definite enough that you can get a sense that you are settling there. But it would be nice if you can settle there with the similar sense of openness to the one that you had with regard to the whole experience of the present moment. And see if you can make that settling something that happens over the entire course of the stream of sensations of the in and the out breath. And you can support that if there is a little little angle that works for you. Two possibilities are taking more interest or just enjoying settling. Anything that creates its own kinds of sense of momentum, its own kind of gravitational pull towards these sensations of breath. So either through enjoyment, through interest, through simplicity, through contentment, satisfaction. Let's see if you can create a kind of momentum that's going in the direction of just finding a moment of the sensation of breathing as something inherently valuable. Something that does not need to depend on anything outside of this moment of experience for its, I don't know, salience. And we're going to kind of get the mind in gear for concentration here. So you can kind of see if you can kind of get the sense that non-departing is going to be happening. Non-departing from the object of meditation. And also non-seeking. Non-seeking, because it's just going to keep arising right where it needs to arise. You're not going to need to be chasing it anywhere. I'm going to use those two ideas as a kind of placeholder for the 11th exercise of concentrating the mind. So we're going to do a period of concentrating the mind here. And you can use whatever words you want for the in and the out breath, but I'm actually going to say on the in breath to myself, I'm going to say non-seeking. And on the out breath, I'm going to say to myself, non-departing. We're going to take a little moment here to the extent that concentration has been established to just enjoy concentration. And those are going to be the words, just enjoying on the in-breath, concentration on the out-breath. And then we're going to proceed with some variations of exercise 12, which is to liberate the mind from anything that's still kind of weighing upon it. And we'll start with what I'm going to call pasting. And just kind of see if your engagement with the object of meditation, with your breathing, is being in any way colored by kind of a reference to the past, to past experience, to past meditation, to past moments. To a sense of you that's tied to the past. And we're just going to temporarily stop doing that. And without taking it to be quite as lofty as it sounds, we're going to use the words releasing the past, releasing on the in-breath the past on the out-breath. Which isn't much more than just being concentrated, really. Being concentrated in such a way that this steady arising is not in reference to anything strange, but true, possible. It's not relative to anything. Going to do the same thing, sensitizing the mind at first to whether there is any sense of anticipation happening, any futuring. Any kind of projecting of this moment forward to any particular place, any constraining. And this is going to be releasing the future on the in and the out breath. And now we're going to check for presenting. Anything that's trying to construct a present. There's no time to construct a present. Anything that's positioning this experience in relation to an I that's a certain kind of me. Anything that wants to say something about this meditation, how this is going. And our words here are going to be releasing the present. Now, to the extent that releasing things has to be maintained, it's still doing something. So we will finish with a word on the in-breath and a word on the out-breath. Both words are going to be releasing. Everything's just releasing into the breath moment.